Okay, we're up to Chaf Hei Amud Beis, bottom. We had a brisa that said, we had a Rebbe and Reb Chiya, one of them established somebody to be a Kohen through the aegis of his father, and the other one established someone to be a Levi according to the aegis of his brother. And the Gemara says that we didn't know who did what, but the Gemara brings a raya from a brisa that it was Rebbe who established the Kohen by his father. Okay, and the reason is he believed the father, even though he's a relative, because he only was Legabe Truma, not Legabe Yuchsin, because since the father, if he wanted to, could feed him Truma, give him Truma, so he's believed Legabe that. Now the Gemara says, Umid Rebbe, Hel Ben Api Aviv Lekohuna. Since Rebbe was the one who believed a father to feed his son, to say that the person was his son and that he could feed him truma, two things. One is that he's his son, and secondly that he's not a ben grusha ben chalutza, that he's kosher lekohun, he could eat truma. So therefore it must be, right, by process of elimination, that Reb Chiya was the one who established a brother as a Levi by the witness testimony of the other brother, right? Rabbi Hela ben Api Aviv LeKahuna, Rabbi Chia Hela Ach Api Achiv LeLeviya, Rabbi Chia Maishno Ben Delo, the Korov who ate Shal Aviv, Ach Nami Korovu. It's Mashma, only the brother could do it, but a father wouldn't be able to do it because he's a relative. So why was the mission of brother and a father? Right, a brother is also a korov. So how did we believe the brother about another brother? Right. So the Gemara says the Mashiach lefituma. It's talking in a case where the brother didn't come to testify. Any chanami, if the brother came to testify, a brother would not be believed either. Right, and but where he's Mashiach Lefituma, we believe a brother. We had this in Yavamas, that even a goy, we believe Mashiach Lefituma. Meaning, he's just telling us a story. His intention is not to testify. And therefore, we believe him, because we establish that the story is true. Right? If he came to testify, we're afraid maybe he's testifying falsely. He's telling us a story, and Bein Hadvarim, we understand, right? Then we're not choshish that he's coming, but Dafka, to fool us. Okay. And therefore, it would work the same thing with the father. It just happened to be that that was the case. So the brother, who was Mashiach Levituma about his brother, had it been the father, been the father. Tosha says, maybe then the other case was the, maybe it was Mashiach Levituma, right? But Tosha says the Gemara knew, for whatever reason, that wasn't the case. So what's the case? Kihad de Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel. What's an example of Mashiach Levituma? Maisa ba'ad mechad shehaya Mashiach lefituma. Right, a guy came and he innocently said over the following story. Va'amar zacharnik shani tinik. I remember when I was a kid. Umurkov al kseifa shalaba. My father was carrying me on his shoulders. Va'otziuni mibeis ha'sefer. And he took me home from school. Vifshituni es kutunasi ve'd beluni. He took off my clothes and put me into a mikveh. Lecho betruma la'era. And in order that I should be able to eat truma after the sunset, after I went to the mikveh. Right? V'Reb Chiya Masayim Bo, and Reb Chiya said there was more to the story. V'Chaveirai B'Deilu Mimeni, and my friends knew that they had to stay away from me and couldn't touch me. V'Hayu Korinosi Yochlan Ochel Chalas. They used to call me Yochanan, the one who ate chalas, because I ate special things that they couldn't eat. Right? V'Helu Rebbe Lakun Alpiv. And Rebbe, what's it called? Rebbe, you see, Rebbe also held the Mashiach Lefituma. But Rebbe also held that if he came with Eidus, you could breathe the father on his son, because he could feed him Truma if he wanted to. But what's it called? Reb Chiya didn't hold of that. That Svara, that he could feed him Truma, maybe because he couldn't really feed him Truma. It's an Avera, right? So they're not gonna do something that he knows is Asur for the... Well, that's not true. As if he testified, so no. So therefore, we think he's telling us the truth. Whatever. Okay. Okay. Rashi v'et biluni v'meishestam tinik mintapeach ba'ashpos shushrotz misuyim shom. Why did he have to be told of him? How did he know he was tamei? right? Because stam kids play in the garbage, and there's usually shrotzim there, so he was probably tami le'erev the tzorach harif shemesh. For truma, you can't eat truma immediately after you go to the mikveh. You have to wait till the sun sets, and you can eat then. That's the first mishnah. Mishosh hakohanim nichnosim lecho betrumasim. Okay. So you see, that's a case of mesiach lefi truma. Tanya, Reb Shim ben Elazar Omer, kishem she truma chazaka lekohuna, kach maisri shon chazaka lekohuna. Right, just like truma is a proof, if you know that somebody ate truma, then you can assume he's a kohen. So too, if you see somebody eating maisri shon, you can also assume he's a kohen. V'hacholik v'deizdin eino chazaka, and a person who gets his portion through Beis Din is not a chazaka. So now the Gemara is going to tear this apart. Maiserishin to Levihu. See somebody eating Maiserishin, why should you assume he's a Kohen? Maiserishin goes to a Levi. Gravelezer ben Azariah. This goes according to Gravelezer ben Azariah, the Tanya, Truma la Kohen, Maiserishin la Levi, Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that Truma goes to the Kohen and Maiserishin goes to the Levi. It's Ferish Psukim. Right, that the Maiserishin goes to the Levi. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Maiserishin af l'kohen. Maiserishin l'chatchila can go even to a Kohen. Why? Because Kohanim were called Levim in about 24 places where the Kohanim were called Levim. So therefore, a Kohen is also a Levi. So when it says that what's it called, a Maiserishin goes to a Levi, it means also to a Kohen. Lav dafka to a Levi, even a Kohen. That's lechatchila. Mora says, "Emor domer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah af lekohen, lekohen v'lo lelevi miomer." So still, there's no raya. Okay, so if a guy eats maaserishon, he could be a kohen, right? But that doesn't mean he has to be a kohen. He could be a levi too. Even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he may be a levi. So how can you establish a person as a kohen because he eats maaserishon? Omar in boser dekansinu Ezra. That according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, after Ezra, this is the way Rashi learns, right? That after Ezra made a knas, since a lot of Levim didn't come back to Eretz Israel in the time of Ezra, so he made a knas and took away Maaserishon from the Levim and gave it to the Kohanim. So Rashi learns that that's only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that lechatchila the Kohanim could also eat Maaser. Or not eat. Here we're talking about getting Maaser. There's another machlokus, what's it called, which we'll get to in a second, of whether Maaser can only be eaten by a Kohen or Levi, or anybody can eat it. Right? Is Maaser like Truma, that a Kohen can only eat it? Or Maaserishon is not Kodesh, and anybody can eat it. Then we're not talking about eating it, we're talking about the fact that we saw him get it distributed to him. Because you only distribute it to Kohanim or Levi. Right? So, in any case, let's do the distribution. So we saw this guy get Maaser. So we say he can establish him as a Kohen. L'chara, according to Rabbi Akiva, what's it called, the Levim didn't get Kohanim didn't get Maaser. So you can establish him as a Levi, not a Kohen. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he could be as a Kohen, but could be as a Levi too. Both of them can get Maaser. So Mora says, no, after Ezra gave a knas that and took away Maaser from the Levi, it only went to the Kohen. Only Kohanim got distributed Maaser. No Levi got distributed Maaser. So therefore, if you saw somebody getting Maaser distributed to him, you could assume he's a Kohen after the knas. That's how Rashi learns. What do other Rishonim learn? That after the knas, even according to Rabbi Akiva, they took away the maaser from the Levim, they gave it to the Kohan. Distribution wise, they took it away from Levim, they gave it to Kohanim. What's a hefker based in hefker? And even according to Rabbi Akiva, okay, but according to Rashi, they took away what's it called? According to Rabbi Akiva, they never took away the Maaser. The Maaser only goes to a Levi. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it could also go to a Kohen. Then, after the Knas, they said it only goes to a Kohen. Okay. Mura says, V'dilma ikru v'yohi v'ilei. Maybe Stam, the guy, you know, he just happened to be there and he picked up the Maisa. Right? He ignored the Knas and they didn't realize and they gave it to him. Because really, because you're allowed to give a Lechatchil, you're allowed to give Maisa to a lady. Omer of Chiz, the Hachem HaYashkin, the Murzik Lom Bavua, the Hai, the Kohenu. Right? We know that this guy was a Kohen. It's not a question whether he was a Kohen or a Levi. We know that his father was a Kohen. The Nofek Alei Kala de Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzahu. The Shaila was, is he a kosher Kohen or not? There was a call that went out that he's a group Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzahu, is a Cholo. Now we saw him get Meiser. The Chilku Lei Ledidei Meiser Vavei Sagronis. They gave him the Meiser. So he must be a kosher Kohen. Must not be a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzahu. Right? Levi de Lav Levihu. So he couldn't have been what's it called a Levi, because we know for sure he's not a Levi. The only Shaila is he a Kohen or a Cholo? Right? Mora says, Michael Meimar ben Grusha ben Chalutzo. Maybe he's a ben Grusha ben Chalutza. Right? Lo mi boy leman domer Maisurishon also lezorim to lo have a Yahavule. It's machlokas whether Maisurishon, like we said, is allowed to be eaten by a Zar. Only a Levi and a Kohen can eat it. Or anybody can eat it, but only a Levi or a Kohen get it. Okay? So if you hold that it's Osir to a Zar, so we know he's not a Levi, so he's not eating Maisurishon as a Levi. And if he's a Cholol, he wouldn't be a Zar. He wouldn't be allowed to eat it altogether. So if he eats it, he's Vali, a Kohen. We know that if he, what's it called, was able to eat Maisur, he's a Kohen. A Kosher Kohen. We know his father's a Kohen. We're not sure if he's a Kohen or not. We saw that he got, what's it called, they were Chol Mechalakim, Maisurishon, he must be a kosher Kohen. Okay. El Athil the Mandiomer Maisurishon Mutter Lazar. Even the Mandiomer who says that Maisurishon and Zar is allowed to eat it. Honey Mile Lemisbaglu. Avabatoris Chalukalo Yarvile. That's only that if somebody got Maisa, they could give it to their friend who's a Zar. But that they would distribute it Lechatchila to somebody who is a Cholo, that they never would do. So if the guy was a Chol, he never would have gotten distributed Maisa to him. So we know for sure he's not a Levi. The only other option is that he's a Kohen Cholo. The fact that they distributed a Meiser is Vadi, he's a Kohen Kosher. Okay, Rashi. Bosa de Kansino, Hacholek, the Beisdin, Kosolka Daitich, Shal Pi Beisdin, Akavua Beir, Hoyacholkin Lo Trum Vesagromas. Now we think, it's the next piece of the Gemara, that what it means is that if the Beisdin distributed Meiser to him, that's not a good raya. We're going to ask right away, then who is a raya if they distribute a Meiser to him, not the Beisdin? Well, the Kamei Parach, Iba Beisdin lo havi chazaka, heicha havi chazaka. If Beisdin was mechalakim Meiser, that's no raya, then where is it a raya? Bosa de Kansinu Ezra, Levium. The Ezra gave a knas to the Levium, the lo les the lehu, that not to give Meiser to them. Can I bring him the Avamas Perakesh Mutaros? Levi to love Levi, who kolomer bnei Levi lekalis fuke the aviv kohen. You know for sure the guy's not a Levi because we know for sure his father was a kohen. The shaila is he a kosher kohen or not? Is he a ben grusha ben chalutza? There was a rumor that he was a ben grusha ben chalutza. If you see that he gets meiser, you can assume that he's a kosher kohen. Leman di omer pluksi bi yavamos.
Okay.
No, he's not a Levi either. He's a kohen. He's a chol. So he's not, what's it called? He doesn't have any kedusha of anything. Right? No, and this is after the knas. They didn't give it to Levium. It's only according to the Mandyomra holds that now we don't give it to Levium. Okay. Yeah, he could because he's a Levi. But he's not a Levi. He's what's it called? They didn't give it to Levium anymore. Okay. Okay, the hacholik bebeizin in a chazaka. The Gemara is now going on the next part of the brisa that somebody who gets chaluka bebeizin, that's not a good chazaka. The Gemara says he bebeizin will have a chazaka. Hey, have a chazaka. If bebeizin gave this guy meiser, why isn't that a good raya? Omer of sheish yisachi kamer hacholik truma benichse avidim echa bebeizin ain a chazaka. It's not talking where he got it as a kohen or as a levi, right? A truma as a kohen. What happened was, the father was a Kohen, and he had a few sons. Could be some of them were kosher Kohanim, and some of them were from a Grusha or Chalutza. We don't know. Okay? and all of them split up the truma that the father left over as Yerusha. Now, he's not getting it now as a Kohen, he's getting it because his father left it over. Now, if his father left it over, even if he's a Cholol, he gets the truma, he can't eat it. Right? But he divides up the truma as part of the Yerusha. So the fact that this guy got truma as part of the Yerusha is no raya as a Kohen Kosher. Maybe he's a Cholol. But he's still a son. So he gets Yerusha of a truma. Now he can sell it to somebody else. Give it to one of his brothers, who are kosher, who are from a different mother, whatever. That's the pshat. She says, pshita, what do I need a brisa to tell me that? That if he got truma because of chalukas Yerusha, that's no raya that he's a kohen. Mao de seima, midahanach la'achila, hainomi la'achila, since everything else he's getting in Yerusha, he's getting to eat, so mustam the truma he's going to eat too. So we can assume that if he got the truma, he's going to eat it. Kamash malon, hanach lachila, hanach lishlude. No, the rest of the things he got to eat, and this he has to eat himself. No raya that he's dafka kohen. Okay, Rashi. The nichse ovi veinu chazaka, lahash bis me olav kol hayotzi al imo shi grusha vuhuchala. If there was a rumor, like, if there's no rumor, then there's no reason to assume that this guy is any different than the brothers. There's a rumor on this guy that he's from a different mother, and she was a grusha or chalutza. So he's a chalut. So the fact that he gets the arusha of truma is no raya that he's, what's it called, that he's a kosher koi. Maybe he got it just because he's a son. Pshita, dafilu hu chalul, yorish is ovid. Of course he gets a portion of the arusha even if he's a chalul. He just can't eat the truma. Have to sell it to somebody else. Okay, so that's the Gemara says the Chiddush is. I might think no. It says that he got it. Mashma is he getting it to eat it? Mashma, well, no. It's low raya. He's getting it. He can do whatever he has to. Can he's allowed to do with it, even if he can't eat it. Okay. Now that's only immediately the Tosfos about Yaakov. Yaakov could be, he's only allowed to tell us that it's a son, but not that he's kosher. No, could be over there also. There was an Iru, there was a call that went out that he's not believed anymore. To say. Well, no, I'm saying it had to be that he had established him as a Kohen. We didn't know that. So maybe there was a reason to assume that he wasn't a Kohen. There's no call, and we assume that he's his son.
Why would I be
choshed
any more than
Mamzer
and the
sin of
Israel?
For what's it called, Yuchsin, they made a mile of Yuchsin. You can't just, if you don't know for sure. But by true Mayalachorah.